Starting Simen Kuf Lamed Hey Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, we're going to have a bunch of Simanim, 10 Simanim or so, Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, we'll start with the Mishnah Berurah has a Hakdama before Sif Katan Aleph. Kasva Rambam. Kasva Rambam, Hekki Beis, Milchas Tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tikein Lehem Yisrael, Shukor Batorah Barabim. Moshe was Mesakin Kriyas HaTorah Barabim B'Shabbos. Uvasheni v'chamishi b'shachris, and Monday, Thursday morning. Why? Kedei shlo yishu shlosh yom b'lo shmiras Torah. You shouldn't go 3 days without hearing Torah. So you have Shabbos, and you have Sunday, Monday, yes, Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday on, Friday off. You shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. Really, you shouldn't go any days without Torah. But okay, this is the takana of Kriyas HaTorah. You shouldn't go 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah. So Ezra elaborated on Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. Ezra tikin shukorin gam b'mincha b'kol Shabbos, mishum yoshve kronos, v'gamu to people who need more Torah in their lives, v'gamu tikin shukorin b'sheni v'chamishi shloish b'nei adam. He also was misakin that the laning Moshe Rabbeinu instituted on Monday and Thursday needs 3 aliyahs, and v'loikru pachos me'asar psukim, and it can't be less than 10 psukim. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't specify. Ubirushalmi isa Moshe tikanam isa shukarim b'tera b'shabasus v'yom tov v'shchodesh v'cholish amoyim. Right, each the lane on each holiday that which is nogea to the yontif. Every yontif, good. Now, Deir Shul footnote 1 discusses what is the halachic status of this Kriyas HaTorah. Is it min HaTorah? There is an opinion that says it is. We assume that it's not. We assume only Mechaber writes Parshas Zachar and Parshas Paras Daraisa. Most poskim assume that Paras is only is not Daraisa at all. It's only Parshas Zachar that's Daraisa.
Who holds Parshas Paras Daraisa?
Shulchan Aruch. Okay, this is Mr. Burr later in Achelik Gimel Shabbos writes that Kriyas HaTorah b'Shabbos is a mitzvah midivrei sovrim, and it's a takana keduma, an early takana from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then footnote 2, Deir Shul discusses the famous chakira: is Kriyas HaTorah a chiyuv on the individual or the chiyuv on the tzibur? Basically means how far does a person have to go for a Kriyas HaTorah? I mean, even if it's on the tzibur, you still have to be a part of the tzibur, but person miss part of laning, or miss a day, whatever. What's the status of that? Well, in terms of missing a parsha when you right, very good.
Rosh Kol in the afternoon said that there are, like in Borough Park, there's a minion for fundraisers for Meretz Israel. Shilas, how far does he have to go to?
So at the bottom of footnote 2 they say that they bring that from the Chazon Ish used to go very far to Kriyas HaTorah, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky says his father the Stipler used to go very far for Kriyas HaTorah, and but the Chazon Ish himself said that there's no Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah ala Yochid ala ala Tzibor, but even though Lamaisa he himself was Machmir. So basically Rishon Mazam holds the Chiyuv on the Tzibor, Reb Moshe holds the Chiyuv on the Yochid. Reb Moshe holds every time there's a leaning you're obligated to hear at least 3 psukim from at least 3 aliyahs, depending on what day it is. And on top of that, in Moshe holds you have a chiyuv to hear the entire Torah from beginning to end over the course of the year. Okay, Rishon Lezion says no, it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, and that's generally how people are knowing. Thank you, Rishon Lezion. Okay, again, we're starting Kuflan. Hey, Kriyas HaTorah, we're up to Sif Aleph. B'Sheni, u'b'Chamishi, u'b'Shabbos, b'Mincha, Karn Shlosho. So we have 3 aliyahs on Mondays and Thursdays, as well as Shabbos, Mincha. Any posts in hand, no less than 3 aliyahs. Ve'im Asif Aleyn, and no more than 3 aliyahs. Ve'in Maftir Menavi, and there's no Haftorah. There's no Haftorah. Mishmeresiv katan al b'sheni v'chamishi b'shachris va'afti b'di'evet kol yom zman mikamakam lechatchila mitzvah lehakdim. B'di'evet, a person can lean in the afternoon, but lechatchila we try to do things in the morning. The issue has a whole discussion Okay, we'll leave it out for now. Okay, we don't have Hosafos. Why? During the week, it's Bitul Malacha La'am. There's no Haftarah. People have to go to work. Even in Eretz Yisrael. Fifth Gimel. Mutter Lahosif. We did not do it. I got a note. V'imhoyu Shnei Chassanim Beveis HaKnesses V'heim Yisraelim. If you have two Chassans in the Shul, and they're Yisraelim, so it's Kohen Levi Yisrael. So one of the Chassanim is not going to have to get an Aliyah. So in that case, mutter lahosif likros revi'i. You're allowed to call a fourth aliyah. Why? Dili didhu, because to these chasanu have ki yantiv shemutter lahosif. It becomes like yantiv, and therefore you're allowed to be moisif. That's a big chiddush. V'nira, and now the Ramah even extends a chiddush to it in the shnei bali bris, two people making a bris. The yom tov shel hemu kedil kamem simin tov kuf nun tes. V'din Shabbos v'yantiv ayin l'kaman reishim reish pei beis l'inyin hosafa. Okay, Mishra Yosef katan gimel mutu l'hosif k'dei shiuchlu shneim l'alas atara, so both of them can get an aliyah. U'ladina kasachorim d'ein ogin kain, we don't do this. V'kosh kain d'l'inyin bali bris b'vadai ein l'inog kain. Because okay, the simcha, the bali bris, the darga of the bali bris is lower than the darga of the chassan. Now, maybe Reb Shimon can clarify something over here. What I understood until reading it through now, what I understood was that you have two chassanim over there. It's only like a din yantif for the chassanim. It's not a din yantif for everyone in the crowd, and therefore, everyone in the crowd is supposed to hear three aliyahs. Happens we have two chassanim, so we can have aliyah three, aliyah four, and it's okay because it wouldn't be okay to give Stam a Joe, you know, if we're not going to give, we wouldn't give other people those aliyahs because they're not allowed to have four aliyahs, not a yantif for them. But for the Baalei, for the chassanim, it's considered a yantif, and they're allowed to have osafas and they can have more aliyahs. I understood, that's what I thought, maybe I saw this in Beis Yosef, I don't remember, like as a din of Chol HaMoed. And therefore, Chol HaMoed is four aliyahs, you can have four aliyahs. So here it sort of sounds like maybe it's really yantif. I mean, you can't say it's really yantif because it's not really yantif. You get to call it chalamoy. You call it together chalamoy. But here he seems to be saying something else. Here he seems to be saying it's not a din. It becomes like a chalamoy. Chalamoy that's for aliyahs. He's saying it becomes like a yantif where you're allowed to be moisif, and therefore it's a yom chal with three aliyahs. But I can be just like on Shabbos we have seven. At my bar mitzvah, which is a very small bar mitzvah parsha, they turned seven aliyahs into, I think it was 11 or 12. And my father said, no, just keep it seven, and then we just won't give out aliyahs to the family. He said, there's going to be 11 aliyahs in shul no matter what, so you might as well take it for your family. That's what they used to do in the Yom Kippur. Anyway, so now it sounds like it's just a din in Hosafa. During the week, you're not allowed to be Moisif, but other times, perhaps you are allowed to be Moisif. Now, it's not so posh that you can be Moisif and Chalamoid either. The big machalik is how to understand the Mishnah over there, which we're not really up to right now. So, okay, whether it becomes a Geder Chalamoid, or it's a Geder of you're allowed to be Moisif, and the whole reason you're allowed to be Moisif is because Bitul Malacha La'am, you're off. You took the week off because you're a Chassam, but the rest of the shul's got to go to work. Anyway, let me say we're not knowing like this. So, if what? If there were three chassanim, could we have five aliyahs?
You say like the way that.
Right. If it's you're allowed to have hosafas, so you're allowed to have hosafas. If it's a din chalamoid, then you have four. But if you have four aliyahs for chalamoid, by definition, you're allowed to be moisif. I don't. Not really.
No, that's but, the number that you're supposed to do.
Right. Esav or Eva. Okay, Sif Beis. Makom shemafsik. This is about Chalikas and Gemara Megillah. Makom shemafsik in Beshabbos Beshachris. Wherever you finish off, Sham. From that point, Korin also at Mincha. Uvesheni vachamishi Beshabbos Haba. We read the first Aliyah of until we finish Nasrat Baloscha. You read the first Aliyah Baloscha at Shabbos Mincha. First Aliyah Baloscha Monday. First Aliyah Baloscha on Thursday. First Aliyah Baloscha is how you start on the next Shabbos. Okay, that's the Machlokes Tanaim over there in Megillah. Haga. Note, says the Rama. Okay, so Mishabura points out Sifkat and Dalid. Let's say they made a mistake on a Monday and Thursday, whatever. You have three aliyahs. They read the wrong three aliyahs. They read from the wrong parasha, whatever. Imto Mishabura Sifkat and Dalid. Imto v'karu l'shol shekruim. The parasha Rishona shall say the Shavua ha'avar o shall Shavua haba. They read the wrong week. Imu ma'akim b'diavet alo ayin b'pisle tshuva shevi deos ha'achronim bazet. Okay, I would think that that's not a problem because you got three aliyahs. And you're going to hear the whole Torah from beginning to end over the course of the year, because you can hear it on Shabbos. And, okay, but Mishabura is not convinced, and he says that's the Machlokes HaPoskim. Doesn't tell us what to do about it, but that's what he says. Okay. Again. What?
What Pisli Tshuva is
this? I have no idea. Not the one that's written by someone in Ramat Shlomo. Hagah, no, says the Ramah. Im bitlu Shabbos achas, they missed the Shabbos. Im bitlu Shabbos achas kriyas haparsha b'tzibor, they missed laning. The Shabbos haba, the next week, koren osa parsha im haparsha shaycha la osa Shabbos. Finally, come and reish pei beis. Okay, so basically, if you miss a parsha, then you can make it up the next week. However. Okay, let's see, Sifei. This is talking about, well, yes, that's talking the Machlokes. This is talking about a Tzibur. How did the Tzibur miss laning? Mishabas of Katan Hey. Machmas Kitata Bechadarma. The shul got into a big fight. There was a brawl in shul, Shem Yerachim, and they couldn't lane. Umayr Shiloh Korokolyam, they didn't lane the whole day. Avon Bitlu Rak Beshachris, Akriya, Uva Mincha Kvar Matsu Menucha. If everyone calmed down at Mincha time and they could lane the whole thing at Mincha, Imesh Pnah, they could call a Sidra, Yikur Bemincha, call a Sidra, and with seven aliyahs. Ki call Yom HaShabbos, Huzman Akriya. About Gabba Mincha, they still couldn't lane. So you don't read all Parsha, not Beshadi, not Bechamishi. Ki Bechol Yesh Bitlu Malach Alaam, Eli Yikru Rak HaParsha Min HaSeda Shashabbos Haba. Velo min Shabbos ha'ovar.
Could just be a barfari and a cold, and that be you.
Yeah.
Is everybody doing
that? Okay, that's it. Okay, so here's the whole Gansa Arichas, Gansa Dion. Okay, they missed a week. So, Mishabas of Katan Vav, Shabbos Achas. Vin Bitlu Kama Shabbosos. So, Shabbos Achas you have all the time. The boys go from America to Israel, Israel to America. You have a whole yeshiva like that, whatever, 50 boys, and they miss the parsha. So, the next week they make it up. They read the parsha, they read both parshas. Now, what if they miss a bunch of parashas? V'im bitlu kama shabbosos, yesh omrim, de'en likash v'saris haboa, ki matzidra ha'chrona ha'smucha lezu. You can only make up the last parasha that you missed, not before that. V'yesh omrim, t'tzarech la'ashim, mitziba kol ha'sidros, she bitlu. V'mibira gomashma, desvirle, kehadeya rishona. Now, the Gra is mitzayin over here. He compares this din to Simin Kuf Ches Tashlumin. In this one, that's right. You can make it up. Now, the Mishnah, I'm not such a bucky in Bira Gra, but the Mishnah obviously takes this Bira Gra very literally. And I would just say, okay, it's a daima, it's similar. I mean, not to learn real halachas from it, but the Mishabura learns halacha from it. The Gra compares it to Tashlumin and Tefillah. And just like by Tashlumin and Tefillah, you can only make up one Tefillah, not two. Who didn't? You can only make up one Parsha and not two. The Aruch HaShulchan says, like, I don't know what's going on over here, and we can have another Machlokes also. What if it's a double Parsha as it is? Then he also has a hard time. Then you can never lay in three parshas. Aruch HaShulchan's like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. You can lay in two parshas. You can lay in three parshas. You can lay in five parshas. You have to make it up. You make it up, and what's the problem? It's no big deal. Invite it. Like, he makes light of the whole situation. But the Mishabura does not go that way. He really goes back and forth in every single prat over here, as we shall soon see. So the Bira Gra compares it to Tashlumin. Now they point out it's not exactly like Tashlumin, because by Tashlumin you daven the Shemoneh Esrei of now and then the one you missed. By laning you don't do that. You don't go backwards. You start with the one that you missed and then you do that one. I think Tereshu points that out. Now the Gra himself, they bring down from Isa Rav, Tereshu footnote 10, that when the Gra was in jail and he missed a bunch of parshios, he made them all up. Okay, so I think he's Machmer al Atzmo. I don't know. Maybe. Whatever. I'm not entitled to disagree with him. Maybe understanding of your Maybe he doesn't really mean to take it so literally. It's just this domain. I don't know. You heard anything about this? Or? Right. They bring that down also. Another Nachmina Shogeg Mezit. Only for Shogeg or even for Mezit, right? But that's in the Mishnah Berurah or that's in. What? Right, Bir Alacha, Yibar Maskin Bitlu, third, fourth line. Yibir Gro Dinasiv Time with Idim Didn't Feel The Kamal Tovas Well Is It Feel Mashmal Sabatil Smucha Mashmal Chayre Did Afkir Bishoge Kamo Hasam Shein La Tashlum And Bemezid. And the Bir Alacha Dir Maskin Bitlu. So Mishabur takes this out of self. Okay, and Dirshu is explaining that the Gro's personal Hanhaga is not a steer to it. It's just he was Machmar on himself. I guess. I mean. Shmoneh, you can't just say Shmoneh Esrei. That's 19 brachos, problematic brachos. But to lain, if you're not making an aliyah out of it, and you're not making a bracha on it, I don't know how he did it, you can lain 5 parshas while one aliyah too. So then it's not, also he's a yachid, he's not a tzibur. I don't know how they did it. Okay, right there. Sivkot and Zion. If hayu shtei parshas mechubarim ba'osa Shabbos shebitlu. They missed a week that was a double parsha. Das haram means the ain mashlimin as a cloud. They don't make it up. Why? Delo matzina la olam shekaron shalosh sedaras b'shabbes achas. We never find reading 3 parshas at one time. And what about just so make up one of the two? V'dikus parsha achas mehen nami lo mina the ain takkona lechatzon. That's the Magen Avraham. You can't do. It's all or nothing. You can't do. Oh, we'll make up half. You can't make up half. Today, this is a double parsha, and last week was a single parsha. We missed it. You can't make it up.
How about maybe? Oh no, it wouldn't work.
Hold on.
How about the
Gra
that
missed
the week that was a double parsha, and
last week was a single parsha? We missed it. You can't make it up. How about maybe? Oh no, it wouldn't work. Hold on. How about the Gra disagrees. You always need to make it up. Again, Darach HaShulchan says, I don't get the whole balagan, just do it. What's the big deal? What if they can't read 3 parshios? And then the Mishnah Berurah goes weiter. What if it's the end of a sefer? V'yeshom, dibidu parshios v'ayachi, ain't the cross of parshios shmos. Ki kishakon shteis daros, tzorich l'kros chad gavra. Miso sidr yishon, tzchil sidr shnia, k'deishu mechubarim. When you have a double parsha, one guy, let's say the Revi'i, is going to read a little bit of this parsha, a little bit of that parsha, together. We never stop. My bar mitzvah parsha is in Sefer Vayelech. I remember I was a little boy, I was 12 and a half, and I asked my bar mitzvah teacher, why don't we make a stop? It seems like the perfect place to stop between the Tzav and Vayelech. He said, no, we never do that. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. We never do that. When you have 2 parshios, you have to link them with one aliyah. Kidei shu mechubarim. V'ze'inochon la'aso so mishtei svarim. It's not proper to do that on 2 different svarim with Vayechi and Shmos. And some disagree. Also says, first of all, good, very nice. The Revi'i does both. Okay, who says it's ma'akiv? And who says that you can't read the whole thing from one to the other? And who says you can't make a stop? Like, Aruch HaShulchan really, I don't know, I you read through the whole thing and it keeps going back and forth, blah, 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 blah. And then you read the Aruch HaShulchan and he just goes, throws the whole thing out. Everything is fine. What's the balagan? No problem. Just make it up and finish.
Let's say it's a double parsha on this week and 1 parsha next week. And they miss the double parsha. Why can't they just do the double parsha and skip the parsha that week?
We don't do that.
Why not?
I don't know. God
don't miss the Shaita. But it's not Shaita. With that, in America, they're reading a different parsha than we are. So there is no Shaita. Right? Who says that you need to read this
parsha? But that's all we're reading.
Right.
I don't know.
Who's going to read it?
I don't know who makes this up. Echlau. Who decides when they catch up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone. Is it Hill Azaka?
Who planted this rule? Okay, whatever. I'm just saying, like, that Mamash
Din. All right, we'll stop here.